This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. The Omicron variant of COVID-19 has been detected in Colorado. This afternoon, Governor Jared Polis announced the first case is a woman in Arapahoe County in Metro Denver.
This particular case is not community transmission in Colorado. It is a returning traveler from Southern Africa. We don't yet know the extent of community transmission within the United States. We know if community transmission is occurring within Colorado, it is very small.
Polis says that finding is based on the analysis of wastewater samples, which scientists are monitoring for COVID-19 and its variants. The EPA is issuing a last call to get soils tested for toxins in the Colorado Smelter Superfund area in Pueblo, KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
EPA soil sampling in the South Pueblo site is expected to end next year. After that, the agency says it will no longer cover the costs for testing and removing toxic lead and arsenic from affected properties. They estimate the cost for that work at upwards of $50,000 per property and say not getting it done might cause difficulties in future real estate transactions. Of more than 1,600 properties sampled so far, about 47% have needed to have the contaminants removed. In Pueblo, I'm Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
Colorado set a new record for sports betting in October. Wagers totaled nearly $500 million. Almost half the money was bet on pro and college football games. The state collected over $1.2 million in tax revenue. That money only comes from profits made by casinos and sportsbooks. This is CPR and KRCC.